Anya, just coming back to the match, the first half we went in 3 points behind. We had that late McGee goal chance, of course, would have put us a point up. Derry scored with a late free at the end to give him that 3 points cushion, which was a bit harsh on us, I thought, from what we put in the first half. Second half, we came out and had a real go at the McGee, and you've seen the attitude, something that we didn't see too much in the league. And there was a real, mindset of Donegal. They have a real cut at Derry in this game, and we've seen it in the second half. And even after they got the first goal, we responded with 3 points. A lot of character in that, Alan. And say, Gallen, what a performance. I mean, we've all known this about Oisin Gallen, the absolute talent he is. We've seen sparks of it, you know, from his get-go, his debut in Crow Park, the 4 points and that. You know, he's talked about what a talent. He's been plagued by injuries, but he showed us his full array of a talent and really, you know, destroyed Chrissy McCaig today.
Absolutely, yeah. And Chrissy McCaig, you know, had been, you know, a standard fighter in these games in the last couple of years. You know, Oisin is one of them players, Brennan, I suppose, like with the way the pecking order used to be when Patrick McBurdy was fit, Michael Murphy was around, you know. He's nearly been thrust to the top of that list now with the whole changes. Maybe that's reflective of the situation with Donegal as a whole. But you just thought today, you know, he actually missed his first free, and you thought, you know, like, you've probably done this a lot here. Second free, I think, was quite similar, same position. But once he got it, you know, he started going. Ability's not a question with Oisin at all. Like, and, you know, I think he can certainly be very proud of his day's work. There's very few players in that pitch you can really fault. You know, I think, as you said, they kept the thing going. Even after the concession of the first goal, like the Conor Doherty goal, like it was like a belter of a goal. But there were stages like where you thought Donegal might have Derry cruxed a little, but when Derry kind of cranked it up, like they have serious pace in that team just running at you. And I suppose the disappointing thing about the Lachlan Murray goal, which was Derry's second, was really Gareth McInnes kind of just pierced through Donegal, you know, like no problem at all. They were taking their chances where, you know, going into this game, we've only scored 2 goals Donegal have this year in league and championship. Jason McGee got a goal in Newry, and I think the only other one was Oisin Gallen's penalty against Galway, which was nearly saved at O'Donnell Park. So although Rory O'Donnell got one late in the day, you know, it probably Donegal didn't deserve to lose this game, certainly by what that would have been 7 or 8 points. You know, I think it kind of was those stages in the second half we thought Donegal are going to wobble here, and maybe, you know, Derry seemed to seriously be on top of them. But, you know, as I said, they did keep it going to the end with a bit of fight in that as well. So it's just when you know the experience of the last few years, you know, Derry, like, you know, the Shane McGuigan's, the midfield two of Conor Glass and Brennan Rodgers, you know, as you said, we were chatting about Gareth McInnes there, like McCaig is, you know, as good a player as in the country. We just probably don't have that level of player, like, even though, like, there's some very good performances. I thought Keelan McColgan was excellent, Owen Bangalore was excellent, Jace McGee started very well. And as I said there, especially the likes of Oisin. So that's kind of, as we said at the start, that's where we're at, Brendan. So it's just a matter of, as I said, taking it on from here. And, you know, it's just, I don't know, I just think always drawing these Ulster teams, I think if there was like an intergalactic competition run by the GAA, would probably draw, you know, Uranus and then 2 out of, you know, Derry, Mon and Tyrone. So, you know, it's a familiar game. It's a bit of a derby sense, but
that's your favourite planet, is it?
No.
You know, John, Al, just, you mentioned the scoreline there. You know, you look at it, 2 goals, we were outscored by, we lose by 5. You know, and if you'd have thought that before the game, you know, I think you would have thought we would have to outgoal Derry to beat them. But really, it was them had to outgoal us, to beat us. You know, and so you'd have to say, people would have said at the start of this championship that we were way off. Playing Derry, you know, we have a big fear of playing Derry.
We were averaging like 11 points or something like that in the league, you know, and even like there was 14 in Clare, like, and you thought today, geez, Donegal have to score 115 or something, a serious chance. So, do you know what I mean? I think it's just a confidence thing as well, you know, when you get going, you know, yourself as a confidence forward, brother, like, you've probably been in them situations yourselves, like, but like today you could see the lads weren't afraid to have a go at things. I even said in the last game, like, I remember Owen Doherty come up the field and he kind of flashed one wide from about 50 yards of his left foot, but I thought, you know what, fair play for having a go in your debut and that as well. So, as I said, I wouldn't be too down in the dumps about today. We know whatever way Donegal have fallen the last few months, you know, you'll have to kind of climb your way back up into existence and going. But, you know, for things being so low a couple of months ago, I still think today was a good occasion in the end up, and yeah, and one you can probably look for, because you could be playing Monaghan now in a ground like Oma, tight little ground. I actually thought Monaghan would actually beat Derry last week. You know, Monaghan have this thing about them where they're never gone. You know, and even through the last decade, you know, Monaghan probably edged them. The meetings with Donegal, there hasn't been an awful lot. It's gone both ways. But, like, they're one team that are 100% not afraid of anybody, especially not Donegal. But I don't think... I think it's just the nature of Ulster teams. No matter... Like, Tyrone would come in here in years gone by with three All-Irelands, and Donegal wouldn't have won anything in 12 years or whatever it was. But there was no fear off them, like, and like Donegal regularly scalped them and over and back. So I think that's just another thing about the nature of the Ulster teams. You know, they're so familiar with each other, they don't really give a damn or care too much for our reputation.
Yeah, and you, listen, you mentioned Patton earlier, his saves, particularly in that first half. He came up and kicked a great 45. Wee bit of a different style, I thought, from him, the way he dink-chipped the ball. Obviously, he's practising and training. The ball went over the bar, but looking more at Lynch, at that time in the game, as we were on the melting pot, he was coming out. And I'm just interested to know your views, Alan, on that, because to me, you know, if you have a man sent off, you've a spare man out the pitch. It's an overload, and that's, I suppose, your punishment. You know, what we have, the goalkeepers coming out now, they're creating a false extra man, which, to me, listen, I know it's not a rule break or anything, but it's a bit unfair if you've, like, a spare man out there that have ended up, like, the fisted ball he gave over the top ended up in the fist to score. I mean, he shouldn't be there. You know, I'm interested to see what your view is, because a lot of people are a bit uncomfortable with these keepers coming out. Other people saying, listen, it's just them utilising the game.
Sean Patton's kicking, like, especially in the first half, there were two or three kicks that were just absolutely exceptional. Like, the Jason McGee goal chance came from one of them. Like, even very early in the game, then where Lynch had pushed up and Sean just bypassed, and for some reason, you know, I thought, like, there was a very cynical foul because Orr Lynch was caught up the field. You know, the way these modern goalkeepers are going, there's definitely going to be another Mikey Sheehy, Paddy Cullen sort of thing, yeah, where somebody is going to get chipped from 40 yards someday. Like, I thought today there was actually a lot of opportunities, even just, you know, hoof the ball, get them turning, you know, yeah, put the fear up them or whatever you want to call it. I don't know if I'm a fan of it. I remember, like, watching the Ulster final, was it 2 years ago? You know, Tyrone and Monaghan, and I think, you know, the likes of those guys, like Morgan and Began, are kind of, they're nearly more comfortable at it, and I think, you know, everyone knows they play outfield, Orr Lynch has as well. The one thing I was disappointed with Donegal, and I went to the Sigerson Cup game this year where Donegal ATU played against Jordanstown, and Maxi Curran put in a lot of high balls under Orr Lynch's crossbar, put him under serious pressure with Bobby McGilligan from Termin playing full forward. Jason McGee, I think, was on the team as well. I think teams should try that every so often. I'm always going on about this. No matter what way teams play, or possession football, or behind the ball, I just can't understand why teams don't try this every so often. You don't have to just do it every single time, but every so often, just basically horse in a diagonal ball and see what happens with it. Like, but as I said, maybe there's people more qualified than me to work out why they don't do that.
Yeah, it's certainly got people discussing the pros and cons of it. And I suppose, the players you mentioned, great games, and that was outside everybody else playing well as well, you know. You couldn't say there was nobody in that Donegal whole squad that played or came on, didn't put in a shift. Pat McBurney's back. And the signs now got into Monaghan, of course. We're looking at Monaghan again. They stayed in Division 1. You know, terrible first half against their own. Brilliant second half. We're absolutely annihilated by Derry. Learned the lessons of that coming back. Now, poor performance against Clare. It's a neutral ground. And I think, you know, Monaghan aren't setting the world alight. So it'll be another one of those kind of, like we've seen today, tactical type games, you know, counter-attacking. You know, it'll come down to the small margins, but certainly... Donegal with in the form Gallons and could have an opportunity.
Yeah, and I thought today, like, you know, people criticised, like, Donegal get it a lot. You know, sometimes we're over, you know, conscious of possession, you know, they don't go for it. Like, I thought today was quite open and quite entertaining for what it was. Like, I know a lot of the time there'll be 30 men on one side of the field quite early, where you have the likes of Orr Lynch being Derry's last man, only 50 yards from the Donegal goal, where Donegal would, you know, have every man in. Like, I honestly think a lot of Donegal, I don't think any real Donegal fan would have come to this game convinced they were going to win. Like, I was asked this morning, what are you thinking? I said, like, I could see a gutsy kind of performance, but, you know, lose by about 4 points, and that wasn't kind of too far off. But, like, I think now with the Monaghan again, I think if they, you know, show the same endeavourment, even if they lose by a couple of points as well, but all you can do is really ask people to do their best. As I said, it's been a mess of a year. But, you know, Michael Murphy retired, like, you know, he says, you know, Donegal will always have a team, that's the one thing. And, it's kind of... It's in me and it's in you and it's in these lads who train even more so now. And, like, everybody, as I said, wants this team to do well. And, you know, they don't have much to lose. The second and third, whatever they get, you know, we could end up, as I said, with a Kerry. You wouldn't know, it could be the total other way. The way these groups are going, there's a couple of strange results in there. There's been a couple of draws. So, as I said, like, the bigger picture, I think, you know, isn't something people in Donegal are really looking at now. I think it's just about baby steps. And I think the last two games, you know, the second half in Clare, having been 5-1 down at one stage in the first half, thinking, my God, we're in serious bother here. As I said, came out there, won the second half 11-3. And as I said, positives today in defeat and things to learn from. You know, might have kind of got a little bit leggy towards the end. And like Derry just seemed to be coming from everywhere at that stage. And like that's definitely something they're going to have to sit down and take a look at. But there was decent enough things to work with there throughout the game. And as I said, they basically, you have to consider, I suppose, they only came in before that Roscommon game you spoke about, Brennan. It was a disaster, basically, but the team at that stage was already down, pretty much. So, you know, they said it's been a pre-season, so it's nearly regrouped. You know, we didn't seem to have much of a pre-season last year. There was, you know, there was kind of sag after Declan Bonner left, and then, you know, Paddy Carr and Ian O'Rourke coming quite late in the year. Like, I think only Roscommon didn't have anybody in place by then, but the whole thing was just a bit slow going. Where, I suppose, with the nature of the setup of the GAA calendar now, especially if you're one of the early teams knocked out, and if you notice in the first round of this Super 16 or whatever they call it, the provincial finalists didn't do particularly well. I think only 2 out of 8 of them won. Maybe they're on the rebound, the hangover, even from winning or losing, where, you know, the other teams seem to make a bit of ground in that. Then I think, you know, the further into it you get, that will level itself out a bit more. It'll kind of iron itself out. You know, teams like Kerry weren't overly convincing against Cork, but they're still there. And, like, I don't think you judge Kerry, you know, at this stage of the season, or Dublin, for example. So all we can do in our own situation, Brendan, is baby steps, as I said. So
yeah. And final question, Alan, you just touched on a couple of teams. The overall picture there, it seems a wee bit of a year of the underdog. You know, taking that aside, if you look at probably Kildare and Dublin, you think it was going to be a hockeying match. Then Roscommon, Dublin, if you look at Kildare's performance, then Sligo putting up to them. You look at, I suppose, Clare's performance to Monaghan today. Mayo going down to Kerry as complete underdogs, blew them away. You know, Louth coming within a point of Mayo then today. So you have all these sides, Westmeath, of course, putting up the Antrim last week, or Armagh, sorry. And if you look at that, it looks as if now all the teams are getting it. Here's how we need to play. We need to be physically fit first. We need to be organised, and we need to protect our defence and sit and hit. Everybody's doing a certain version of that, but whereas some teams look like they were just on another level, it's as if now, you know, these so-called weaker teams, there was maybe 5 or 6 of them in this series, they're all able to compete, Alan. It does make the games much more interesting. It looks like everybody can have a cut at all the teams. It doesn't matter who it is.
I think teams are getting their head around it. Like, you always would notice in the National League, especially like a team with a new manager, down the years, you could see that they were, you know, maybe ahead of the other teams. They were gunning for it more. I remember the year you guys won in 07. Like, you guys were just probably gunning it for from the start. I think it was Brian McIver's second year. But some teams just want to lay that, you know, marker early. Other teams were kind of more comfortable pulling the handbrake for a little while. Like, you know, teams like Dublin and Mayo could come in basically into the All-Ireland series, you know, or, like, you know, provincial final around that time. But I suppose that the fact that the calendar is changed, teams are probably still getting their head around it. So, as I said, you know, like, Mayo had a great league, then an awful performance against Roscommon in the first game. Now they're still scraping, like, but they're still in that top four. And like Mayo, even, you know, in the last couple of years, were still in transition, but they were still making All Ireland finals. Like, and it's not a bad transition to be having making finals. Yeah, so yeah, it's interesting because there's probably 4 or 5 teams. Like, are Derry in that top four? Like, I would have said yesterday, I don't think they are. But see, today you're thinking, like, if they do what they can do, they could catch. Maybe a, you know, a Mayo or a Galway, could they? I don't know. It's close. Like Dublin and Kerry, you don't write them off. And there's other teams in, like someone like Roscommon, no one ever kind of gives them the credit they deserve. They're constantly within the top 10 in the country at worst. I know they get relegated and promoted basically every single year. But like going to Croke Park and drawing with Dublin, you know, they had a very good league campaign as well. So like, I wouldn't put them as contenders, but they could definitely clip one of the contenders. And as I said, they're kind of like another team, like Monaghan's like that kind of level as well. So I heard a thing on the radio I thought was interesting, you know, because people are saying, oh, there's too many games, it's taking the fizz out of it, which is a pity in ways, because if you had a more streamlined championship, it's so open, you know, you could have 7 or 8 teams really challenging, but they're kind of getting all these chances for now. As I said, like, it might really hit the ground running when we finally get out of this group stage, and as I said, the preliminary quarterfinals, you mightn't get the best of it until the actual quarterfinals, which could be another while yet, but maybe it's just a matter of waiting and see what happens. But we're not really used to that. It used to be quite more, you know, more explosive and get the games played a little bit earlier. But as I said, it'll turn into an exciting thing somewhere. And today was a step in the right direction, I think, as well. So
yeah, first class on as ever. Roll on, Monaghan. Let's see what happens if we can get out of this group and keep on the build.
I will indeed. Thank you. Good man.
Wish you know.